Worldview today, a historic meeting in the United Arab Emirates. Israeli Prime Minister Naftali Bennett met with Abu Dhabi Crown Prince Sheikh Mohammed bin Zayed Al Nahyan. The visit marks the first by an Israeli leader, and it comes 15 months after the two countries signed an agreement at the White House to normalize relations. Both sides have shared concerns about Iran's nuclear activity, though neither leader mentioned the country by name in this meeting. It is worth mentioning Israelis were not even allowed to enter the UAE just a few years ago, so marking progress there. Two people are missing in the Baltic Sea after a British cargo ship collided with a Danish vessel. Both were sailing off the island of Bornholm early this morning when they crashed into each other in heavy fog. At least nine boats and a helicopter are combing the waters for any sight of the missing crew members. With temperatures near freezing, rescuers say it's unlikely they can survive for much longer. Sweden's Coast Guard has launched a criminal investigation into the accident, including potential intoxication. Over in Hong Kong, eight pro-democracy activists have been sentenced to up to 14 months in prison for taking part in a vigil honoring the victims of the Tiananmen Square massacre. Among those sentenced, media tycoon Jimmy Lai, who is already serving time for his involvement in Hong Kong's pro-democracy protests. The city has hosted the largest June 4th gathering in the world for years, but it was banned last year as part of China's crackdown on dissent. The lawmakers officially cited the pandemic as the reason for the cancellation. 16 other activists have already been sentenced to up to 10 months in prison for their role in organizing the vigils.